How's everybody doing? It's good to praise God with all of you. Our worship continues now with some time in the Word. We're starting a series on Proverbs, a really old book, way back in the Old Testament. You have to kind of dig to find it, somewhere around the middle. If you open your book up to the Bible, up to the middle, then you find Psalms. Proverbs is pretty close to that. Right after, right? Yeah. And if you read through Proverbs, it's a little bit strange because there are a lot of different topics. Topics change. Sometimes every verse. Occasionally you get some verses together that seem kind of coherent, and then other times it seems like every verse is about something different. And so crash reading through Psalm, through Proverbs, can be a little bit confusing. But there are some themes that run throughout Proverbs. And in this series, we're going to look at some of those themes, and we're going to look at some of those sections that seem more coherent. And maybe some of the messages in this series will be more coherent than others, we will see. One of the things that I really appreciate about Proverbs is its focus on wisdom, specifically in the family. Now, wisdom is broader than that, and Proverbs addresses wisdom beyond the family, but there's a lot of talk about wisdom and the family. Now, wisdom is an interesting term that we don't think about seriously very often. What is wisdom? It's similar to knowledge. So what's the difference between knowledge and wisdom? I've heard it said that knowledge is knowing stuff and wisdom is knowing what to do with it. Wisdom is about life. I can have a whole bunch of information, but if I don't know how to live well, it's not wisdom. And I can know, I can learn a lot about how to live well and interact with other people and live in a healthy way and all of that without having a whole bunch of book knowledge. Right? My grandma was really wise and didn't graduate from high school. Knowledge and wisdom are similar but different. And we're talking about wisdom. This is about how to live. And Proverbs talks a lot about wisdom and also a lot about families. And I thank God for families. I thank God for families that teach children faith and wisdom. Now, I know that not all children are blessed with families that teach faith and wisdom. I was blessed in that way. My family raised me on the Word of God. We had faith-related conversations and prayer times and so forth. My grandparents taught me wisdom from Scripture. Now, I'm not the wisest person in the world. I don't always do the wisest things. Nobody has to confirm that comment. But my life is wiser because of my family. Maybe some of you could say the same thing. I'm grateful for that blessing, and Tamara and I are trying to pass on that blessing to our son Caleb. Now, I asked some people recently what wisdom they had received from their families, and I'm going to read some of those for you. Let me cue my phone. Mm-hmm.
Where is it?
Okay, while I'm pulling this up, some of you who commented, just go ahead and share what you said. What's that? My phone lacks wisdom, yes. My phone has a lot of knowledge and no wisdom. And a lot of times my phone does not know what to do with the knowledge. Okay, I am in the Cordova Community Church group. What wisdom have you received from family? Statements may be serious, funny, whatever, and might be mentioned in this Sunday's sermon. Let's see what was said. Marry someone with the same religious benefits. That was such great advice. I have seen too many people struggle because they thought it wasn't a big deal. Never argue with an idiot. They drag you down to their level and then beat you with experience. Never argue with an idiot is actually very similar to one of the Proverbs that I think we'll get to. You always have to work to make your marriage better, otherwise it will only get worse. It's interesting that I stumbled on that one since it's from my wife. Remember, you are the daughter of the king. Before you marry her, take a look at her mother. Dad advised me to make a career choice based on passion and joy instead of the amount of the paycheck. Some things are way more important than money. Always speak kindly to your mate because all the negative little jabs, even when joking, add up over time. Treat others the way you want to be treated. Eat your veggies. Treat friends like family and treat family like friends. Always be nice to everyone, especially those who are not the most popular in school. I asked this somewhere else in social media and found in order to appreciate victory, sometimes we must first experience defeat. Kids are not worth having if you don't spoil them a little bit. The faster you try and work, the faster you get hurt for trying to do a simple thing. Take the extra minute and do it right the first time. When you feel compelled to coach or respond to someone, sleep on it first. When boys whistle at you, make the ugliest face you can. And another one from our group, don't eat the yellow snow. One more that I found, one more a friend gave me, was remember who you are. And I thank God for families who teach wisdom like that. Remember who you are. That's pretty good wisdom. And wisdom in the family is a gift from God. And that's what we find in Proverbs chapter 4. We find that blessing. Let's look at the first four verses. Listen, my sons, to a father's instruction. Pay attention and gain understanding. I give you sound learning. So do not forsake my teaching. For I too was a son to my father, still tender and cherished by my mother. Then he taught me, and he said to me, take hold of my words with all your heart. Keep my commands, and you will live. In Proverbs, we find a lot of principles, a lot of these things are principles instead of promises. So that last line doesn't really promise long life to the person, to everyone who follows words of wisdom. It doesn't mean that we will die immediately if we don't listen to wisdom. If you don't remember, the line was, take hold of my words with all your heart, keep my commands, and you will live. So it doesn't mean you'll die if you don't, or you'll live forever if you do, as a promise. But the principle is true. The way of wisdom is a way of life that's better than the alternative. And a proverb that I like to use to illustrate this principle instead of promise aspect is the one that says, train up a child in the way of the Lord, and it says that the child will grow up not to depart from the way of the Lord. And we know that as a promise, that is not always true, but as a principle is pretty good for guiding our lives and how we parent. Right? Same thing is true here. We find a principle instead of a promise. What I want us to see here is the importance of family. Families can play important roles in helping children learn how to think and speak. And the fathers in the book of Proverbs have a lot of wisdom to share. And they have a lot of wisdom to share with their children. And in this chapter, the father's main goal is to encourage the sons to pay attention to wisdom and to let it shape their lives. And this chapter can be divided into three lessons. It's kind of hard to talk about a whole chapter all at once, so let's break it down. Three parts, three lessons. And I summarized them here with three words from a Bible scholar named Derek Kidner. It's great that there are some people who spend their whole lives studying this ancient literature and telling us what they glean from those lifetimes of study. You know, I don't have time to invest in that kind of time-consuming, serious Bible study right now because, goodness, I'm so busy working so many jobs. But there are people who get to do Bible study as their full-time jobs. And one of them is Derek Kidner. And he said that he found three lessons here in this chapter: seek, choose, and concentrate. First, let's look at the lesson about seeking wisdom. We find it in verses 1 through 9. We already read 1 through 4, so let's listen to 5 through 9. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget my words or turn away from them. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. The beginning of wisdom is this: get wisdom. Though it cost all you have, get understanding. Cherish her, and she will exalt you. Embrace her, and she will honor you. She will give you a garland of grace. She will give you a garland to grace your head and present you with a glorious crown. The beginning of wisdom is this: get wisdom. It's kind of an odd statement, don't you think? Seems like circular reasoning. But it makes sense in a way. If you want to be a wise person, you need to get wisdom. If you want to live wisely, get wisdom. And then in these verses, we see this personalization of wisdom, or maybe this personification of wisdom, talking about wisdom like a person. And we're kind of Christians who read scripture are already familiar with this way of using language, because John chapter 1 does the same thing. John chapter 1 personifies a term that otherwise would be rather abstract, and that term is word. Right? The word of God, the word became a person, took on flesh. The word became personified, personalized in Jesus. And Proverbs chapter 4 personifies wisdom as a woman. Wisdom as a woman. A woman that we should not forsake, a woman we should love and esteem and embrace, a woman who protects and watches over and exalts and honors, a woman who rewards those who are true to her. And woman wisdom is supreme. She's primary. She's the key to right living, the secret to the good life. So get wisdom. Whatever else you get wisdom. Whatever it costs, whatever it takes, get wisdom. And it does cost. It takes effort. It takes work. It requires a lifelong effort of learning and listening and paying attention. We have to stay focused. Don't forget wisdom, but remember wisdom. Don't swerve from it. Stay on course. Get wisdom in your head and let it get into your heart so that it shapes how you live. And if we're going to get wisdom, we have to choose wisdom. That's what we see in the second lesson in verses 10 to 19. Listen, my son. And yes, this is written as a father speaking to a son. It could just as easily be a mother speaking to a daughter, father speaking to a daughter, any parental figure speaking to any child. Listen, my son, accept what I say, and the years of your life will be many. I instruct you in the way of wisdom and lead you along straight paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. Hold on to instruction. Do not let it go. Guard it well, for it is your life. Do not set foot on the path of the wicked or walk in the way of evildoers. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn from it and go on your way, for they cannot rest until they do evil. They are robbed of sleep till they make someone stumble. They eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. The path of the righteous is like the morning sun, shining even ever brighter till the full light of day. But the way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. Now, this is some beautiful poetry, but it also can instruct us. And the lesson tells us about two paths, the way of wisdom and the way of wickedness. And the father encourages his son to choose the way of wisdom. The father says that he will guide and lead the son on the way of wisdom. This way, this path is straight and smooth, like a hiking trail that's safe. It's a smooth path. How many of you have hiking experience? Enough to talk about hiking. Okay? Have you encountered any challenging trails? Anybody? Yes? Okay, I'm seeing two head nods right here. Either one. You have to stay focused on staying on the path of wisdom, because if you make a wrong turn, you end up on the way of wickedness and your grandmother falls off. Yes. All right. Yes, some trails can be challenging. Yes. And a rainstorm or a snowstorm can make even an easy trail difficult, right? Yes. Okay, yes. Just rely on the wisdom of your guide. Yeah, follow the markers. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, don't go down a road that says closed, yes. Fatima? Right. Charles?
Never let your friend convince you to go off course.
All right, so stay on the path. Don't let your friend convince you to go off course. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So you need to be prepared, have all the tools you need. The way of wisdom is like a straight, smooth trail that's safe for hiking. Kind of like this one you see on the screen. But the way of wickedness is like a hiking trail that's difficult and dangerous. It's terrible. So avoid the way of wickedness. Be careful not to take that wrong turn. Okay? Stay on the path of wisdom. And remember that avoidance takes effort. If we don't intentionally avoid the way of wickedness, we end up on the way of wickedness. The avoidance takes effort. We have to constantly choose to avoid the way of wickedness. We have to constantly choose to walk on the way of wisdom. Choose the way of wisdom. Now, sometimes when you're hiking on the trail of wisdom, you see the trail of wickedness. And sometimes you come to a crossroads where you can go one way or another. And you have to choose. And if you make the wrong choice, wickedness can get into you so deeply that it becomes your goal and your identity. It becomes who you are and what you pursue. Bad starts looking good, and the way of wickedness will mess you up. But the way of wisdom will build you up. And staying on the way of wisdom requires us to concentrate. And that's what we see in the third lesson in verses 20 to 27. My son, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to one's whole body. Above all else, guard your heart. For everything you do flows from it. Keep your mouth free of perversity. Keep corrupt talk from your lips. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Give careful thought to the paths for your feet and be steadfast in all your ways. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Keep your foot from evil. The life of wisdom isn't something we just choose. We do need to choose it, and then we need to work hard to get it and to live it. It's key to the good life. And then we come to this physical examination in Proverbs 4, this physical examination that calls us to examine how we live. Wisdom in our hearts leads to wisdom in our actions. So looking at how we act on the outside can tell us something about how well we're putting wisdom into the inside. Because what's on the inside has a big influence on what's on the outside. Proverbs 4:23 says, guard your heart. Make sure you're feeding your heart what it needs. Wisdom. But the influence goes the other way too. How we act on the outside influences how we think and feel on the inside. So we should work hard to live wisely. We need to watch our mouths, watch our eyes, watch our feet. And I'm reminded of a song Grandma liked to sing to me when I was a little boy. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. For the Father up above is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. And the song goes on, oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go. Oh, be careful, little mouth, what you say. Grandma can't sing that to me anymore, but I still need that message. We all need to hear it. Not because we live in a do this or be spanked Christianity. Thank God for grace. But we need to hear it again and again, because what our eyes see, what our ears hear, what our hands do, where our feet go, and what our mouths say, all of these outward actions influence our inner selves. They shape our minds and our hearts. They form our identities. They determine our goals. The inside influences the outside, and the outside influences the inside. So stay focused. Concentrate. And in Proverbs chapter 4, we've heard three lessons. Seek wisdom, choose wisdom, and concentrate on wisdom. And the importance of wisdom isn't limited to the Old Testament. We find it all over the New Testament book of James. And we find it in the life and teachings of Jesus. In fact, in Luke chapter 6, verse 45, he says something very similar to what we've seen in Proverbs chapter 4. He says, a good person brings good things out of the good stored up in the heart, and an evil person brings evil things out of the evil stored up in the heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. And if we spend time in the story of Jesus, he shows us the way of wisdom. And if we spend time with God and godly people, we can be filled with wisdom. If our heart is filled with wisdom, then our mouth can speak that. Our actions can show that. But if what we put inside ourselves is a bunch of trash, it's like, why do I feel so bad? Been eating junk food. Are you living the way of wisdom? Are you living in the Jesus way, the wisdom way? And what have you been putting inside? Maybe you've learned this way of life in your family. Maybe you haven't. Maybe your parents didn't teach you the importance of getting wisdom in your mind and your heart. Maybe nobody sang you a song that taught you the importance of watching what you see and hear and do and say and go. We thank God for faithful families. And we thank God for the family of faith that Barry mentioned earlier. The church, the universal, eternal family of Jesus followers. And whatever your situation, whatever your past, the church can be your family. And in this family, we learn wisdom together, and we work hard to avoid wickedness together, and we encourage each other, we support each other, we remind each other of the words of wisdom that God uses to guide our lives. And if you're not part of God's faith family, we invite you to join us, or maybe you are, and you just need some prayer and encouragement for the journey. Whatever your situation, whatever your need is, we are here for you. And we're going to sing another song. And during that song, I'm going to be over here to the side. You're welcome to come for if you just need a listening ear, or you need a couple of words of encouragement, or you need prayer, or you have some question about spiritual living. Whatever your need, whatever your situation, we are here for you, and we're happy to be your family. Let's live in the way of wisdom together. Avoid the way of wickedness and seek wisdom, choose wisdom, concentrate on wisdom.